and fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Powerful storms sweeping over Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin. In Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines, multiple deaths reported following a tornado that devastated the town.
It was actually all gone. Like, you can't even tell where we live.
Maggie Masker, among those lucky to be alive, but also shocked by the damage. In a move condemned by Israel, Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they will now recognize a Palestinian state. Graceland, the former home of Elvis Presley and one of America's most popular tourist attractions, set to hit the auction block on Thursday morning. That's according to a notice from the Shelby County Chancery Court published earlier this month. The Atlanta area district attorney, who is prosecuting former President Trump and more than a dozen others for allegedly trying to overturn the state's 2020 election results, has won her party's primary election Tuesday night. District Attorney Fani Willis will take on Republican Courtney Kramer in November. This is ABC News. Apple now says it's planning to ask a federal judge to dismiss the antitrust lawsuit brought against the company by the Department of Justice in 15 states. The suit accuses Apple of using its market share to monopolize the smartphone market. More help for Americans struggling under college debt.
If your debt is being canceled by this move, chances are you already know. These are borrowers, the administration says, enrolled in the SAVE plan, a new kind of repayment plan tied to income. They also include public service workers like teachers, nurses, or law enforcement officials. This is part of a series of moves the Biden administration has taken to lessen student debt after the Supreme Court struck down the president's sweeping $400 billion student debt relief plan. O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
A man caught on video jumping off a boat and onto an orca off the coast of New Zealand has been hit with a $600 fine. The man jumped onto the killer whale and a calf. Conservationists calling it, in their words, shocking and stupid. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today's tip is about raising kids to be smart about money. First, start with showing more than telling. Invite your kid to sit in on your budgeting process or whatever you do when you go over your bills. Second, try to make money normal. You know, talk them through your household expenses, your financial goals, answer questions they have honestly. Now, you don't have to do this every single month, but including them 3 or 4 times a year can really help kids get that, you know, talking about money is normal, having a process about it is normal, and that budgeting is a great tool for managing money. And third, tell them about 1 or 2 of your own money mistakes and what you learned from it. You know, we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. And learning to get back on that money horse after you fall off, man, that's probably one of the best things we can help our kids learn. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Until next time, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one person in Texas was infected. Andrew Pecos is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
Experts recommend sticking with pasteurized dairy products. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It looked as if the Brewers were about to lose again when Christian Yelich was at bat, top of the eighth, against the team that traded him to Milwaukee, the Marlins.
1-1 line drive, base hit. Ball game is tied. Contreras might have a chance to score from first. He'll be sent around. Yelich on his way to third. He is safe at third with a 2-run triple, and the Brewers have the lead. What a moment for Yelich in his former home.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports. Yelich described what he saw.
I kind of got my doors blown off there with a sinker like the pitch before. That's how hitting goes sometimes. And then I was like, well, probably a good chance I'm going to see that again since I got beat by it so bad and just really wanted to stay inside. tried it, put a good swing on it, and fortunately it got to the wall. William was able to score, and you know, we kind of tacked on after that.
The Brewers went on to win 7-5. Manager Pat Murphy:
this guy's been doing it a long time. He was raised by the Marlins, and they taught him well.
The series wraps up tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 79, with more rain on the way Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday at 9, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. I hope you can hear us out there, because I know a lot of places are out of power. We didn't have it bad right here in Green Bay. I actually went and stood outside for a while last night, you know, looking to see if something weird was coming. But Todd, I was just reading about the valley, certain pockets of the valley, huh?
Yeah, Fond du Lac got hit really hard last night. Oshkosh kind of got missed. Northern part of Winnebago County, Nina, that area got hit with a tornado warning. And then I guess places like Kimberly and stuff like that had some damage as well.
Trees down and power lines down and everything like that. Did Madison get hit? Seemed like what I mean, did you see that they had 16 tornadoes in Iowa yesterday?
People died in
16?
Iowa.
16? Yeah. And then the hail was so bad. Was it in Iowa or Nebraska? Hail was so bad, it was killing horses. That's the honest to God truth. It's a national story. The hail was so bad, some horses died.
Well, the guy should have put them in the barn.
I know, right?
What an idiot.
I thought the same thing. Oh. Yeah. So, I mean, there was some serious stuff that went through, but that one town I saw.
Too bad video. Horses can't, like, sue.
I know, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, anyway, that makes me sad. I did not hear that.
Yes.
But I know some people did die in Iowa, though.
I know.
Really,
well, that
really
one
sad.
Town, they finally got video of one of the towns from one of the, I thought of you and Brittany. Storm chasers were providing all
right.
the video.
They were.
The news stations weren't going near it. It was storm chasers that was providing the video. Yeah.
You know, those ham radio operators are still really important in times like that.
Right.
Yeah. Because they can always communicate.
They're right there. They see it.
Yep. You're right. But, yeah, these storm chasers, again, I mean, they're driving, and there was this, lack of better words, this crap just going through the air like you can't believe, and debris, and just, you know what? You know the only thing I can relate to, or not relate to, where I really understand, holy crap, how powerful those are. I remember a few years ago in Dallas, I think it was, and Schneider has a headquarters in Dallas, and the parking lot looked like a bunch of Tonka trucks that some little kid got mad with his toys and picked them up and threw them and flipped them all over.
Really?
So we see Schneider trucks every single day of our lives.
Yeah.
We know how big and powerful those things are. And to see those completely uplifted,
wow.
And that's where it's like, ooh, that I can relate to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember yesterday we were talking about how I think there's too much weather on the news. Well, last night it was all weather, which was different because it was a storm and they had a couple meteorologists. But that red line that they said was the dangerous part, it wasn't consistent. I mean, it was heavier in certain areas. So I think we kind of dodged
pockets.
A bullet.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we had a little red line, but I think it was like, you know, it rained and you could hear it and see the lightning, but it was.
And I don't think Manitowoc got hit at all. I don't think there was anything north of like Sheboygan County.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think it's just the whole thing went out to the lake and it was like a half hour storm. It was moving so fast.
But I don't think it moved through Manitowoc. I think it kind of dissipated there and maybe went over the lake.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the map they showed, that the last one. Maybe it changed. I mean, that's one of those things that can go anywhere, anytime. But
watch it that close. But
even Green Bay, power out in a lot of places, right, Todd?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, it, yeah. that's the scary part. But, you know, it was what's good about it, what I liked about it. I mean, I like storms, but it was quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, they said by midnight, it would pretty much, if it didn't hit you, it was going to be gone by then. So. Yeah. Which is cool because I actually met this lady I always ride down the elevator with in the mornings. I said, did you hear any alarms go off or anything? I said, tornado or anything? She goes, no. I said, okay. I said, because, and I was telling her, I said, because, you know, we had the guy from the emergency broadcast network that day. Right. And he said the outdoor towers with the thing aren't really designed for, you know, the people inside the house.
He totally wanted us, everyone to get.
To have the app.
Or have the app or get a weather radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do I have that app? I mean, just because.
Were you getting alerts last night?
No, I was not. So that's what I was wondering. Because I do get the Amber alerts.
Yep.
But
I thought they overrode that. I didn't know you had to sign up for the app. I thought that was just a thing. Did you sign up for the Amber alert?
No,
me either.
Of course not.
You get,
not of course not, but I mean, I wouldn't know how to, I don't know how to do an app.
That's why you meant, I understand that, but I can't believe they would automatically put the Amber alert on his phone and not the weather report.
Right,
but I don't know that.
That's exactly what I was asking.
But I don't know if you had any real warnings up here. You had some watches, right?
I understand. So, but if there had been, I wonder if I would have gotten one.
That is true.
I know that I did last night when we had a tornado warning.
But did you, do an app?
I got a couple of different alerts, right?
He would. Todd would.
I like watching the radar.
Yeah, no.
If I pay you next week, would you do me a couple of favors?
What do you need?
I got this great set of, whatchamacallits, for Christmas.
Headsets?
No, the smaller.
Earbuds.
Earbuds.
Oh, yeah?
Boy, that's so technical.
I know.
Yeah, wow. You're trying to, are they Bluetooth? You're trying to link it to your phone?
No.
Yeah, they are.
They're Bluetooth. What is Bluetooth, Johnny?
I don't know.
So do they have no cords, right?
Right.
Just, okay. That's Bluetooth.
I walked the trail yesterday, 8,000 steps. Thank
you. Nice job.
Wow.
Some lady even commented when I was walking.
Really?
Hey, John Mino, walked the trail, huh? Yeah, I heard you talking about it or something like that. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, everybody wears them.
Right.
Everybody wears them. Nobody wears the thing I used to wear. What was it called? The iPod. Nobody has those anymore.
No.
Nobody has the little cassette thing I used to use.
Mine has wires.
Yours has wires. Okay. I don't think mine has wires.
It doesn't. That's yours is Bluetooth.
Yes.
I have to plug into my phone.
I don't know what Bluetooth is.
So his phone's in his other pocket and he puts on music and that's the way it works?
So do you put on a radio station?
You can put it on your phone. You've got music abilities on your phone and all that kind of stuff.
I do.
You've got Apple Music, so.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. You're gone tomorrow. You're gone. You're on vacation tomorrow. Yeah,
but get this.
Uh-oh.
No, so I was going to go up to the camp.
Yeah.
And the water pumps out, so there's no water. Like, no water.
Wow. What are you guys doing?
Well, we're going to do a bunch of cleanup, you know, start of the year type thing, burn a bunch of brush, all those kind of things.
Isn't that what weekends are for?
Yeah. But, I mean, I could take a couple extra days.
Cause, it's a lot of brush.
Yeah.
And that's up at your brother's place?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's nice of you to do.
Yeah, but no water means, and we don't have I don't mean to be whatever, but we don't have an outhouse anymore. We used to have an outhouse.
Well,
we don't use that anymore.
What are you going to do?
What do you think we're going to do, Jim? You need water.
So you're going to bring water?
No, we're not bringing water. We're waiting for the guy to fix the pump, but I don't think he's going to get the pump fixed this weekend.
I don't know. Johnny, that does not sound. You're taking your wife with you?
No.
Okay. Well, that's better. Well, then I don't care.
She wouldn't. No.
No. All right. Well, that makes sense. So we got some subs in that for you because you're going to be gone. So
what you got?
Frank's coming in from WB Frank Productions. And then I'm going to wrap another one up today. I just had to get Todd's okay on it. And
Frank will be great. Good.
Yes. I'll talk about that tomorrow. And then I'm taking off to Nashville. So
yeah.
Be back.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
These are like jet setters in there.
Yeah, we are.
I'll be hanging out at home all weekend.
We're big time. Big time.
Yeah.
Today is Buy a Musical Instrument Day. Buy a Musical Instrument Day.
Mm.
I would buy drums. That's the only thing I think I could
practice?
Play.
Where are you going to practice? I would practice
in my garage.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You could get one of those electronic kits.
That
don't make a lot of noise when you play them.
I would like that. Uh-huh. I want to be a drummer. I want to learn one song.
What song?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue.
All right.
That's a good drumming song, don't you think?
Sure.
So that might be my one. Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue.
I wouldn't buy a drum set for that.
Why?
Well, is there places where you can take drum lessons and they provide the drums?
Don't know that.
That's what you should look into.
I know.
Have you ever played the drums before?
Never.
Are you able to do different things with your hands and feet at the same time?
Not a lot.
All right. Well,
yeah, John, that could be tough on you.
We'll get you some maracas.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I was going to get cymbals. As long as there's two.
I don't think I'm going to do the foot part. I don't think you need the foot part.
You need the bass. Because that's what keeps the bass. Are you kidding me? The percussion
bass is really important.
It's really important for the guys who are standing in front of you. Yeah. No.
I start scrolling on like Instagram and YouTube, and some of these drummers are just so good.
So good.
Yeah.
I just sit there and go, oh.
That guy we had on last week, even though, although it was over the phone or whatever, he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just phenomenal.
I remember this.
One gig. I'm asking for one gig.
Yeah. Buddy Rich was here.
Oh, man.
And I remember Johnny Carson interviewing him and said, who are the top five best drummers? He goes, well, I'm the best, of course.
Me. Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Of course. I'd like to think I'm up there. But
yeah.
So he had a lot of, what's that, confidence or arrogance, whatever
Keith
he
Moon?
Had. I don't even know. You know, that was a long time ago. But
he was very arrogant and tough to work with.
Buddy
Rich.
Oh, Buddy. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know this?
Well, you know, people record stuff during recording sessions and then some of that stuff leaks out. Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
Going off on his band about how they didn't deserve him.
Yep.
And
wow.
See, that's a kind of, yeah.
But the guy was
good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right.
And actually, Johnny Carson was a great drummer, too.
Oh, was he?
Yes,
really?
He was.
Is Buddy Rich the guy used to do impersonations?
No.
You're thinking of Buddy
Rich
Hackett.
Hackett or
Rich Little. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Rich Little.
He was at the Carlton, too.
Wow.
Rich Little. He was funny. Oh, my God. That guy was funny. I don't know. Is he still living, Rich Little?
No. He died a long time ago.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. He's dead.
No, Buddy Rich died a long time ago.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about Rich Little, the impersonator.
He's 85 years old.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy that, oh, man.
What?
He was hilarious.
People don't do that much anymore.
No.
Comedians don't do impersonations.
No. Well, yeah.
Whatever happened to that? Nobody does impersonations anymore.
Because everybody now in the public spotlight is a caricature of themselves already.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. All right, so it's musical instrument day. I'm going to get a drum, and I'm going to see if I can play one song with the glam band or Big Mouth. Big Mouth always wants me to come and sing Sinatra with them.
Yeah,
you know that for a fact. They want me to sing Fly Me to the Moon with them.
Yeah, I have heard them say that, so I'm...
Because they've heard me kind of do it. Fly me to the moon.
Boy, they're going to have to keep...
Let me... What?
The problem is they're going to have to... You're not... Because you're tone deaf, they've got to keep up with you. So they're going to have to keep changing their key they're playing in. That's going to be hard for them. They have to. And if
they're professionals, Jim.
Yeah, I know they are. But even if you rehearse, you're going to sing it different the second time. That's the problem with you guys. Is you just, if you would sing it tone deaf every time consistently, we could, you know, work around you. But one day you're out there, you start on this note, the next day, same song. So it's just, you know, it's going to be tough on those guys. I would just have you do a cappella. I just let you go out there and embarrass yourself, and I just sit back.
You know what? I wouldn't be the slightest bit embarrassed. I would, in my mind, I'd be killing it.
Well, that's...
I'd be killing it.
Okay.
Killing it!
All right.
We got a lot of stuff going on today. We got some great guests. We got Brian Johnson coming on to talk about that huge city council meeting last night. We got Ben and Deanna Malcor. Love having them come on for Bay Area Realties. They got a special guest about guaranteed rate mortgage. We got Steve Swan, former assistant basketball coach to Dick Bennett, talking about the crazy days. And Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. Big show. Stay with us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m., on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Is this your drum?
Yeah.
Like, so you need that bass drum.
Yeah, see, listen to the bass, John. That's the keeping the beat.
I'm doing it.
He's doing like a little kid, you know, with his fork and knife. Just
see that little crossover?
I'm not sure what that was.
That was a crossover. Yeah, they call that.
He hit the cymbal.
You look
which
like
he's
you were
gonna
stirring
miss.
Some soup. Okay.
He'll get some longer sticks for you.
Like an old man bringing back his soup in the deli.
Todd, if you had to buy an instrument and learn it, one song, what would you buy? What would you learn?
Well, I know a little guitar. I know a little bass. Right. I know drums and piano.
You seem like a guitar guy.
Yeah.
I could see you doing a little thing in a
like,
bar.
Like John Denver.
On a stool. On a stool there, doing this kind of smoky haze.
Starry,
blue
starry
light.
Night.
Yeah.
Are you
yeah.
making fun of me, Jim?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But I could see it. You got the look.
You do. And you'd be, yeah, just very chill.
Yeah,
it'd be nice.
I agree.
I know about four chords. So if they, if it's not G, A, you know, C or D, I'm out.
All right.
But it's amazing what you can do with four chords.
It is, actually.
So.
Don't you ever have to have real long fingers to play guitar?
No.
It helps, I would imagine.
It does help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get the calluses.
That's what you, that's what helps.
Yeah.
You get those calluses.
I'm amazed when we have people in here and I'm sitting right next to us. I've never seen somebody up close play a guitar. Right. It's amazing how every sound that you hear is somewhere else. You know what I mean? It's like,
and it, when they, this is again, you got to be a little bit ambidextrous to do this. Like you, like the drums, which you're not, but the guitars, and then they pluck the guitar.
I know.
Play. That's
just
pretty
amazing.
Cool.
Amazing.
When Sunday and Mr. Gessel were in here, just the sounds he was
that's
making
exactly
on that
right,
guitar.
Yeah.
It was almost like he had a full group playing with
him.
Drums.
That's what I mean. I'm sitting right there next to him looking at that, and it's just incredible. All the respect in the world for musicians. I really mean that. Today's National Solitaire Day. I haven't played solitaire in about 100 years.
I play this morning. I play every
Seriously?
Day. Every day.
On the computer?
What? Yeah. Every day.
Or with deck of cards?
If you take my phone, Todd, I'll bet you I'm over, I don't know, 2,000 games.
Oh, my God.
I play, yeah.
Can you play that competitively or something?
I don't
make money
do that
on it?
And make the.
But can you?
Yes, and you can join groups. I just play it by myself, but I play a lot of outside there. And that's the most popular card game, which makes sense.
Well, it's the easiest too, I mean.
No, it's not easy.
Solitaire?
I don't think it's. I don't
call
it easy.
Okay, there's a black 10 and I got a red 9. What should I do? I got such a decision to
well,
make
well,
here.
What would you do, John? If there's a red 9 sitting here, you got a black 10. What are you going to do? Nothing.
I'll put the red 9 on top of the black 10.
Okay, well, you were showing it looked like the 9 was in the roll.
I think you're making it a little more complicated than it really is, Jimmy.
Okay.
Being honest.
All right. Yes.
Oh, today is National Sherlock Holmes Day. Never read a Sherlock Holmes book.
Oh my gosh, no. I think you'd love it.
I know, I never have.
Yeah.
Huge fan. Seen the movies. I tried watching the movie one night. It was terrible.
A lot of that stuff was really cheesy.
Well, it was no. This one was Will Ferrell.
Oh no,
and
no,
Jake
no.
John
no.
C. Reilly.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad. I turned it off. Today's National Maritime Day. Something I'm an advocate for since I'm going to be a boater down the
right.
road.
Oh, you should be. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I think the winds today, Todd, are from the south southwest at 12 to 14 miles an hour.
Let's take a look. Southwest, what did you say?
12 to 14.
17.
17.
Yeah. If you look out there every once in a while, we're getting some
blustery.
Gusts.
Yeah.
So, John, you should do that 3 miles per hour, or you get $25. You know, like that one. The
yeah,
other
oh, like,
guy
Cameron,
TV,
like
that,
Cameron.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah. 100. I don't know.
Maybe we should. Yeah.
Because you are.
I'm pretty close.
I never would have guessed that in a million years that you could guess not only the direction, but the wind speed.
So he won't let me do the quarterback contest.
Who won't?
Jim.
Why?
But I don't think it's challenging enough. I don't think it's fun.
Who? I don't know. Okay.
All you
That's
do
interesting.
Is, all you do is, you know everyone. You're going to win, so I don't.
I just know everyone that you've brought to me so far.
Okay, that other guy that was in here challenged you. We had another place where somebody asked you, and you just, you rattled them off. That would be like asking me, I can name my brothers and sisters. Go ahead.
Okay. No, it's not.
Give me one.
Not quite the same.
Do you have 300 brothers and sisters?
No,
how many do you have?
John, I didn't.
Because I can name your brothers and sisters, too. And give me 4 minutes. They'll know all your brothers and sisters' names.
All right.
We're talking over 65 years of quarterbacks.
You know them all, John.
I know them all. I just know the ones that people have brought up.
What you're saying, Jim, is that we wouldn't have a lot of winners because John is so good, basically, is what you're
right?
saying.
Right. I wouldn't say it like that, but you're right. That's what I'm saying.
You can get stumped.
You're a little bit like Rain Man. You're a little quirky, but boy, do you know that lane.
But what I'm saying is this. What if we did, instead of the $10, it's $100 each time, up to $1,000.
It doesn't change anything.
But all I got to do is get stumped once. It's like, did you see Stephen A. Smith? He said he wants to do a one-on-one with LeBron James, and he thinks he could score one basket against him for $10,000. Or maybe it's $100,000.
He's doing that more for him.
But he says anybody can get one against anybody. And you know, somebody
good point.
I think there could be one. Maybe there won't be four winners a day, but there could be one that could win $500.
I don't think you would do this unless you were super confident that you were going to run the table.
I did this 20 years ago on my old radio show.
Did you ever lose?
Twice.
Okay, I guess.
Thanks for your enthusiasm.
And your support.
And your support.
And your mayoral rubber stamp.
Yeah.
I'll just go get coffee. I just don't, again, you understand what I'm saying? I think it would be more fun if even state capitals.
Anybody can learn easy. 50 state capitals.
Okay, name all the presidents. I could do that. Not now, but I used to be able
name
to
name the
that.
Only president. Okay.
Well, that's not the same thing.
No, listen to me. Listen to me, Mr. Politician.
How about if I say name the only quarterback
Go ahead.
Name the only quarterback that fumbled three times in one quarter.
Tom Brady.
I have no idea. I'm just asking you.
So. Let me just throw this out there. Who is the only president to do what Trump is trying to do right now and succeeded in winning the election, losing re-election, winning election? Who's the only one? Mr. Political Genius.
I didn't say that. Did Roosevelt come back?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I know.
Truman.
You know Todd?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I'll give you a couple of clues.
Oh, man.
First name is a character on Sesame Street.
Yeah, good point.
And the last name is a city in Ohio.
And there's also a very famous major league pitcher who's in the Hall of Fame back in the 20s with the same name.
Okay, let's do...
Jim, what do you got?
Go ahead. We're giving you all kinds of clues.
The cities in Ohio, Grover Cleveland.
There you go. Very nice.
I went with the cities first.
Yeah,
okay.
Good clue.
Because Sesame Street, though, I did watch that.
Okay.
With the kids, I'm
sure. Those are good clues, Todd.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think they were in the room. No, I'm just kidding. They were.
Those were good clues.
Okay, yeah, those were.
Yeah.
But, though, I want to get back to your thing. Can we make it a little bit more challenging for you? Could we ask... You're going to name every quarterback where they went to college. That's what you're going to do.
Since 1957.
Yeah, I think that's cool, but I think you... Okay, this is going to be fun.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to bring the enthusiasm to the party. So I kick it off. Let's see how it goes. I would bet on you, John Mino.
Okay, you're big on geography type things, right?
You know, don't... Yeah.
No, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I like geography.
What's the southernmost state of the 50 United States?
Hawaii?
Very good. What's the westernmost state?
I would think Maine, but let me think about it.
He said, okay, well. But okay, did you say western?
Yeah.
Oh, western. Oh, western. Oh, well, Alaska.
Yeah.
No.
The most western state, that's Hawaii too?
Mm-hmm. What's the easternmost state?
Hawaii. I'm just kidding.
Alaska. Because Alaska goes around that international line, so it's actually considered east. You want to look that one up?
I am.
For $1,000?
Nope.
Oh, all of a sudden, it's not that easy. You can ask me anything about geography.
I didn't say anything, that. Johnny, that was challenging.
Anything
but
about
I don't
the
think
states.
You're...
You can ask me anything about the states.
All right.
Just throwing it out there. This is a song Big Mouth wants me to sing. In other words...
Baby.
The talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Your Memorial weekend travels are just a little more affordable this year, being able to depend on E15 fuel. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Wisconsin corn growers, Wisconsin ethanol producers, happy with the announcement. Details coming up.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
A waiver will now allow Wisconsin consumers to have access to E15 fuel at the pump year-round. That's good news not only for your pocketbook, but also Wisconsin corn growers and Wisconsin ethanol manufacturers. Howard Bopart is a grain merchandiser with Marquise Energy out of Nisida, and he says the E15 announcement should help everybody.
More demand is always good. It's a win for everyone. The consumer that uses ethanol higher blends are cheaper and they're cleaner, and it's a domestic source product. So in today's environment, ethanol is about 70 cents cheaper than unleaded gasoline, a better value at the marketplace that encourages more blending, and that's why you see some of the retailers, you know, selling unleaded 88 at a discount to E10. It's a win for everyone.
Howard Bopart, he's a grain merchandiser with Marquise Energy out of Nisida, one of our state's ethanol producers.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
And Wisconsin was one of only a handful of states that saw milk production in April go up. According to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, Wisconsin produced 2.5% more milk in April this year compared to last. On the national scene, milk production was flat. And in fact, the number of dairy cows on farms in the United States totaled 9.34 million head. That's 74,000 fewer cows milking this April compared to last. Here in Wisconsin, we've got 1.27 million of those cows working for us. And that's just a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Tuesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 79, with more rain on the way Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked in. So
yes, getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a blustery Wednesday morning. Once again, hope everybody got through unscathed last night. I know it was crazy throughout the Midwest, so not making light of it at all. Hope everybody got through it safe. Right. I know trees down and power down. And like we said, there's even horses that died from the hail in Iowa or Nebraska.
Yeah.
And one town in Iowa was just wiped out. Just wiped out. 16 tornadoes in one day in Iowa. Today's also Safe Sun Week Day.
So basically, wear your sunscreen.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that should have been a couple of days or you could have been the poster child.
Oh, yeah, me.
I'm really surprised that you are not just all blistered out.
Yeah, you kind of said that's me too.
Because you were as red as your shirt. And this is no lie. Your face was as red as your shirt. It was, wasn't it, Todd?
I probably had, I'm not kidding, like 10, 12 that's people ask, reach out to me and say, is Jim okay?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Tell him thank you.
And I said, in which way?
Yeah. Internal, external.
That's not an easy answer.
Yeah. No, yeah, this, I like the sun.
I know, but, you know, it can,
yes.
Know.
There was.
I mean, Bob Marley from Jamaica died of melanoma. From his foot.
Okay.
From his foot.
Because his foot didn't get sunburned. Is that what you're trying to say? Why are you bringing up Bob Marley? And
because that's how he died.
I believe he died of melanoma.
Yes.
That is very, very, very dangerous. My first veterinarian died of melanoma.
Yeah. There's this great quarterback at the University of California back in the 70s. Number one quarterback in the nation. And his senior year, he was up for the Heisman. They thought, oh, man, he's going to be number one pick in the entire NFL draft. And he just wasn't playing well. And they brought him in, and he had had a mole removed from, like, his face.
Yeah.
And turned into melanoma.
Yeah.
And he died at 21 years old.
Wow.
He was going to be the number one player drafted in the NFL. His name was Joe Roth, University of California.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It the moles is what you got to watch for. Have you ever had a did you do that mole body exam?
I've had it.
Well, that's. Did the guy put on those goggles that are magnified?
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't he look like that cartoon guy with those big O eyes?
Yeah.
Man,
the
that
big
guy.
Big bug eyes? Yeah.
And, but
yeah, I've had that.
Yeah, that's people should do that.
Absolutely. No question about it. That is nothing to mess around with.
No, but prevention is the answer to all
but
that.
But wasn't there a theory or a study that came out a couple of years ago that sunscreen wasn't all that good for you? Did you see that? Do you remember that, Todd?
I wonder if it was because of chemicals or something.
Something.
Like that.
Yeah. No. But I remember. When I was a kid, we'd put, you know, Hawaiian Tropic or baby oil, and the girls would lay out.
The baby oil was big.
Baby oil, and they would just lay out and lay out, and unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay, so if it's National Safe Sun Week.
What is the safe thing these days? I don't even know.
I mean, you want to go out in the sun. You want to go to the beach, right?
Well, I know, but like, how many?
Like hours?
No. Well, that too, but what power of sunscreen are you supposed to wear now? SF? Was it SF? SF?
Yeah, like 10, 20, isn't it? Is that the number?
That's what I mean. I don't know what it is anymore because it's changed over time.
Doesn't it depend on your skin?
I don't know.
Like the Italians probably don't have to wear something as like.
Experts say between 30 and 50 SPF is what you want.
30 to 50?
Yeah.
That's high.
Yeah.
50 is like really high. That's like putting Crisco on you.
Well, the opposite.
Why?
So 50 blocks more.
No, but I mean, as Crisco would be like, you know, you wouldn't be able to, nothing would penetrate it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think that would burn.
Yeah, I think that would be like putting that baby oil on.
Oh, would it?
I think, I don't know,
this
what do I know?
Crisco used to have from the can. Oh, my God, I got to do this experiment.
Nobody ever puts Crisco.
No, forget about that. Move on. We're moving on.
Easy to do.
Here's the thing I saw on the internet that I want to try to do.
Okay, it's on the internet.
It's the best, like if you're going hiking. And you get lost in the mountains, and it's wet, and you got to build a fire. It looked like the greatest personal thing you can carry with you to get a fire going and having it burn so hot until the stuff dries out, you can't believe it. So this guy, he took wood shavings, just shaved off a bunch of wood, okay? So I was thinking I could use a block planer. Wood shavings. Then Vaseline. And he mixes them together, wood shavings and Vaseline. Then he takes an empty toothpaste container, cuts the bottom part open, okay, cleans it out of all the toothpaste, fills it up with a mixture of Vaseline and wood shavings. then folds it over and like solders the thing. So you basically got a tube of toothpaste, right? You take that, you squirt out a little bit, about the, as much as you do, and you light that, and that will burn so hot and for so long, you can't believe it. I want to try that. We can do it live on the air even.
Wow.
Have you seen, has anybody out there seen that?
I don't know why you would ever need that.
Because if you're going hiking,
okay, there's
Jim,
four things. You got to go hiking. You got to get lost.
Yeah, because nobody ever gets
in the mountains.
Nobody ever gets lost hiking. Good point, Jim.
So.
No,
I don't think
hardly
so.
Ever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your phone?
Couldn't you use that, though, like to start a campfire
absolutely,
or whatever, right?
Absolutely, 100%. It's
That's
great for starting a campfire.
That's interesting.
See all the work that went into that? Why don't you just get some lighter fluid?
Oh, God. That doesn't always start right away. I have a hard time starting
I don't like lighter
campfires.
Fluid lighter fluid is...
There's an art to it. There's a real art starting a campfire. You want me to know? You want me to tell you what the key is?
What is it?
It's kindling.
Well, besides that, though, Jim, could I finish?
Sure.
This is something I'm an expert at.
That is You're true. Not... I'll give you that. You grew up in
We had campfires almost every night in the summer when I was a kid. Okay?
So to get your heat. Okay.
Here's the deal. You got to make sure the air comes from the bottom. You got to make sure the air comes from the bottom. You got to start out with the teepee. Yes. You got to go teepee. Because people sometimes just try to lay it flat, lay it horizontal.
No,
that won't work. All the oxygen has to feed from the bottom up.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody doesn't know that.
We have
I've been to a million campfires where people are struggling to get it going, and they just got the logs laid across.
That's okay. Wow. I didn't know that. We had fires. I didn't camp. We had fires like every day. My dad would make us build him a fire. He'd come home and he'd say, he's building a fire. And
outside or in a fireplace?
A fireplace.
Completely different.
No, it's not the same thing.
No, because you've got it. You got the draw. The draw automatically provides oxygen coming from that because you got the heat that stays right within it. Totally different from being outside on a cold night and you have to get a fire going.
Did you have a grate in your fireplace?
Yes.
So that lifts the logs up automatically,
absolutely,
which allows air underneath.
Yes.
So
that's why they're grates.
You wouldn't build a teepee in a
fireplace. Why don't we do this one day, Jim? Why don't we go back here? You and I see who builds a better campfire. Outdoor can it be a cold, windy, nasty day. And you know what? We have to stay up there for 6 hours, and that'll be our only source of warmth.
Pass.
Yeah, of course you would. All right.
He's on the phone with the fire chief.
Yeah.
Hey, come on here and shut
the fire. Quick. How do you do this? And there's a bat out here. Come get it. Happy birthday, Naomi Campbell, supermodel. Happy birthday, Johnny Gill. Was Johnny Gill the country singer?
No.
I'm thinking of Mickey Gilley.
Johnny Gill, rub me the right way, rub you the right way. Back in the 80s?
It sounds country.
I don't know that song. Johnny Gill. I know the name, but
I'll
can't.
I'll pull it up for you.
Was he country, though, or?
No.
Here's your drum.
Yeah, so that's Johnny Gill.
Johnny.
Sorry.
Never.
Bernie Taupin, is that the doc from Love Boat?
So he is the lyricist. No. He worked with Elton John on all of Elton John's big hits.
Okay. Wow.
Bernie Taupin. Yep.
I know that name.
Yep.
I'll bet you Bernie's sitting on some cash.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wow.
You think?
You know, when you take that tour in Nashville and, you know,
Can I just read a quick thing here?
Yep.
Quick text in regards to what we're talking about?
Oh.
Is that all right?
Oh, jeez.
My buddy Mike?
From your mom.
Who's a big time hiker in the mountains, climbed Mount Everest and all these things. Okay.
He
climbed Mount Everest.
You see that guy that did it 30 times?
You see where they found that guy dead the other day?
Oh, there's still people out there. Yeah.
And then they found a hiker dead in Colorado who was a Marine.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, in the Colorado mountains. It happens, Jim, because they didn't have fires. So anyway, here's what Mike says. We used Vaseline on a cotton ball up in the mountains, small and very light to carry.
What do you use it for?
To get the fire started.
Oh. I didn't know Vaseline was flammable.
I didn't either.
Petroleum, right?
Yeah.
Petroleum.
Yeah.
Because when you're way out in the mountains like that, okay, unless you got a good hatchet with you, a good axe type thing, it's tough to find kindling. It's tough to make kindling to make it smaller.
Yeah, I would. Well, you just break up the branches.
But sometimes they're too covered with snow and everything like that. And if they're still living, if they're not dead.
Well, then I know. I wouldn't do that.
Then
I'd
you're not going to, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of dead trees up there. Okay, well, I don't know, John. That Vaseline thing,
we're going to try that live on the air.
I want to try that.
I'm going to try it, too. Let's both try it, see who does it better. Todd, you in?
I don't think we should do that in here.
I will be the judge.
I don't think we should do that in here.
We'll do it outside.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll do it out there by the river.
Too safe doing it.
Oh, by the way, remember the other day I said the first time I walked through the trail or walked through the underground pass here by the trail behind us And I said, those fish are so cool. And their eyes light up.
They've been there for 25 years. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Walked through it yesterday. The whole trail thing in there, graffiti covered. Just like the skating park down there, right behind the police station.
Really?
Yeah. 3 days in a row, that got hit by graffiti. Yeah. But it's like, oh, this is such a nice thing with those mounted fish and everything.
Yeah.
And graffiti now all over the tunnel. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah. So, but anyway.
All right.
Part of.
Well, we got that graffiti hotline, and you call it. Oh, I don't know if we still do. We did. And then they come and there's a.
But isn't there a coating you can put on before? So that graffiti, you could just wipe graffiti right off? Isn't there some kind of a coating?
This stuff takes it right off.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like
graffiti. But then they could come out again the next night and do it again.
It's like graffiti remover.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's too bad. Because that is a great
trail. It's beautiful. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. But I want to say this. So much goose crap. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah. You should drive on. When I drive home, they're just crossing the street.
Isn't there something you do to get rid of that? I mean, they're like lined rats. Up. Yeah. They're like rats. Now, they're an urban menace.
Now, they have their babies now, so you really got to be careful. I mean, people wait. You know, they just wait it out. Some people might think that's cool, but they are.
Why is it cool that the entire walkway is covered in goose crap?
Well, yeah, that I don't. I was talking about
it seems unhealthy. Like, that could be a disease spreader type thing, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think, yes, that should be clean, though.
It's not. It's gross. It really, I mean, you got to keep your head down the whole time when you're walking. And they're right there next to you.
Yeah, what are those
things? You know, so if you go to, like, shoo them away or kick them or something, they're like,
yeah.
So,
like the street sweepers, you know, but there's just a, you know, the thing to clean up the trail.
I don't think they do it. I really and truly don't. It seems like it's all part of the asphalt now. It's just, yeah. Mm. Any walkers out there or bikers on that trail?
Well, John, I'm not doubting that. I think it's more like.
It's this one part. Where those office buildings behind, are for some reason.
Totally right there.
Then it kind of really fades away. But I don't know why. I mean, they're up there with their babies right in the lawn of these businesses.
Yeah. No, that's exactly where they cross the street and everything.
And by Fox Harbor, right behind Fox Harbor?
Yeah.
In fact, I think Fox Harbor had a guy out there yesterday just keeping to keep them from walking on their patio. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, there had to be 100 geese there yesterday. And all out there with their babies and doing the whole thing.
Put up a toll booth.
Something, but what can you do? Isn't there something they can do that would repel geese?
Well,
and I know a lot of people out there probably like, oh, they were here before you, blah, blah, blah. I just think it might be a health concern with all that crap.
To get them out of the area or off the trail?
Off the trail, at least. Because I know they destroy golf courses, parks. I mean, I wouldn't want a little kid. I wouldn't take my granddaughters walking down there with all that stuff.
Oh, they would like that.
They would hate that.
No.
Then get it on their shoes and everything?
Get some corn. No, they would, yeah. I don't know. I mean,
can't they just go live out in the woods, live peacefully out in the woods someplace?
That's been years that they've been living at the trail. And,
but why do people feed them?
That's a good question. Yeah. That's a good question. I don't know.
Shouldn't
they
be out in a farm field someplace and eating corn?
I don't think we've had people say, get rid of the geese.
Oh, maybe a lot of people have said that.
Get rid of the geese waste. But I don't know.
No, I know a lot of people, man. How are you get rid of this goose problem in Green Bay?
Jeez, okay.
I'm telling you, Jim.
Into any establishment, that's what people are talking
about.
Yeah,
that's absolutely. It. I got the paper in front of me here. Oh, my God. Look at front page, top fold.
I got numerous texts from people. Numerous.
Because you deleted them since then.
Numerous. Because there were so many, it blew out my thing. It really did. It overloaded
I think we should look for a way to keep the geese off the trail. I think that's an interesting thing. Put maybe little air horns along there or
something.
Chicken wire. Not chicken wire. That would be ugly.
Something.
Fishing line.
Yeah.
Because I think they're afraid of fishing line.
Well, they're afraid of it because they don't see it.
Right.
And then they hit it and they're like, oh, what's up with this?
So that.
Quick poll. Can we do a quick poll today?
Sure.
Do we have a geese problem in Green Bay, yes or no?
The answer is yes, John. What are you going to do about the geese problem? That's what I want to know.
I'm just saying. Can't have a season?
It's in the city.
All right.
Nope. Can't have a season.
Well, they have that in some areas for deer hunting.
Oh, they do. Green Bay has that.
Do they?
Bow and arrow. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. So they become a nuisance.
Yep.
To the point where it's like, okay, but now you're a nuisance.
Yep. And that you can, I mean, over by Shelter Creek, which are probably some of the nicest homes in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah. You know what? There was a dead deer on Bellevue yesterday, right by Sammy's Pizza. I mean, Frank Pat's Pizza. Honest to God. All right. We're going to start a quick break. Big show coming up. Stay with us.
There's been a change.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. There's been a change of
heart. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a blustery Wednesday morning. Weekend looks pretty good, though, doesn't it? At least Monday. I'm going to a Memorial Day thing. Some ceremonies in O'Connell Falls on
Remember
Monday.
We used to do those in like four in a day.
Yeah, I think I did every cemetery and every right. location around here over the last 20 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm honored to do them.
Oh, me too. But I always like that.
Yeah.
That's a great. And just to remind.
Fort Howard Park Cemetery used to do a great one.
Yep. But just to remind people why we're celebrating. And they can go out after and have fun, but I think they got to take that time to go to a cemetery. And there's
and
a lot of them out there.
The Vietnam vets have always done a good one too, downtown. And I was talking to one lady whose son was killed in Vietnam. And boy, they made sure they always got a donation because it was the actual Vietnam vets themselves who led the way to honor Vietnam vets who died and even who struggled. So I think that was a pretty cool thing that, you know,
That was a good one. That chaplain who has... I've been the chaplain for 35 years, I think. He spoke at the city council last night about those tiny homes.
Did he?
Yeah, I just...
I'm really anxious. Brian Johnson is coming on in just a few minutes. He was at the city council last night to talk about that.
He better be. He's our alderman.
and
he represents
some other things we got going on. So I'm looking forward to having Brian on. The poll, do we have a goose problem? Yes, 60%.
It should be higher.
I'm surprised it's not higher, too. Yeah. I am. I'm surprised it's not higher.
Yeah.
I think that would. I should be about 90. I don't know if Todd's calculating it right.
We all agree that there's a problem. I think if you have a solution to, and I just want to keep them off the trail. I don't mind them being on the grass.
Right.
That becomes fertilizer anyway.
Yeah.
But the trail is, didn't we talk about that one time? It's like the most used trail in Northeast Wisconsin
or maybe even
Wisconsin. It's just unbelievable how many people work that trail. And then with all the events that are going to start up pretty soon, Fridays on the Fox. And I think we have to talk about that. But there's probably more important things, but that is something that should be done.
Yeah, but I still
think
it could be a health hazard.
Right. Well, yeah.
I really do.
Well, I don't know how.
Would you want to walk on the trail and then walk into your house?
I wear shoes.
In the same shoes?
But we have like a, it's called a mat, John. It's in front of your house.
Not everybody has one, Jim.
Your shoes.
Not everybody was there.
A lot of people take their shoes off when they go in the house. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, I don't think it's a
all right,
hazard.
Just throwing that out there.
All right, move on.
Other stuff moving on in the world today. You know, it's another one of those things where Green Bay it's on the front page of the paper. Green Bay makes best places for the second year.
Yes.
Okay, which is great, which is wonderful.
Top 20.
Top 20, phenomenal, fantastic. Then the other story is just the hideous murder in town. I mean, if people ever think this is, Oz, where nothing bad happens, it's like, boy, there's a dark side in this community as well.
Yeah, but statistically, and I know one's too many, but our homicide rate is very, very low.
I know that.
Very, very low when it comes to a city of 100,000 people. I mean, there's people that have 18. We've never had that many.
No, but I'm just saying it's, you know, there's also some bad people.
Well, and this guy is such a creep, and but this is old too, right? Didn't they find this?
Couple of years now, isn't it? Yeah, I know.
You know, we're talking on break, Todd. I wonder what you think about this. We can't get political on this show, but do you believe in the death penalty? Do you support that? You don't ask. Because I do, but
I do too.
Let me think about it for a second.
Okay.
I'm going to let our guest in. And
oh, okay. Right. We'll talk to our alderman about it.
Yeah.
No, but you were saying that one appeal, and it's you have to live on death row for 15
years.
That's
what I mean. Some of them are like 15 years. Yeah. And the reason I say that is I had a very close friend murdered.
Well, yeah.
Very, very close friend where I literally cleaned up the crime site.
Ugh, that's too close.
Yes.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's, you know, when something hits you that hard, I'm glad that guy ended up taking his own life, the murderer.
Right.
But it would have bothered our entire family if he had stayed. Our taxes were paid for him I'll
eat
be honest
three meals
with you.
A day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that you'd do that for, that would bring some closure, but I couldn't even read that. What did you do to that girl?
It's just disturbing. Like,
yeah. But I think people should, I believe in the death penalty, and I think they should die the way their victim did.
Okay.
So if they got shot in the back of the head at long range, which never happens, that's the way you want to go, right?
Yeah.
Not here, but some of these other hideous things.
I know. I mean, hideous.
Let's
just, anything let's, against a kid is just.
Great.
Yeah. Just, yep.
Okay, we got to move on.
All right.
So we got.
Right. We could do a whole show on that.
Today's special feature,
the death penalty.
Sage is going to call.
Yeah.
Guys,
lighten it up a little bit.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, I don't know if people want to wake up to that.
Get back to discussing whether or not you should guess quarterbacks from.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And if Milo should be a drummer.
Right.
And all that kind of stuff.
It's
how
instrument.
Much sunscreen we should wear.
Did you come up with.
Who builds a better fire?
Well, no, I had asked Todd, today is buy a musical instrument day.
Yeah.
What would you buy, and then what song would you play? And you would buy a drum set and play, was it Cheap Trick?
Girls, Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
I can't do anything that you have to blow into.
No, me neither.
Really?
You know what would be fun for me? I think these guys that have keyboards and they do some recording and they can actually do drums on the keyboard and all that, and then they layer it all together. I would like that kind of setup.
Yeah,
and I'd just make some really bad music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think I kind of look cool as a drummer. Don't you? I wouldn't be like the pretty boy guy who's the lead singer.
Absolutely not.
Right. No, you'd be back there.
Todd, thank you.
No, you'd be back there.
Way to jump in on that one right away, Todd.
Well, it was low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
You had to go for it.
That one was on the ground.
I just gave that one to
picked
Todd.
It up and
yes.
Yeah, threw it in the rotten apple bucket. Okay, I don't have the look of a lead singer in a glam band thing.
Well,
okay,
they
admit that.
They dress up.
I know they do.
Yeah, but
I think I could
day,
look like a drummer.
But back in the day, like, if you were talented, you didn't have to have the look. If you were a great guitarist, if you were a great singer, like, think of the Mamas and the Papas. Did anybody other than Michelle look great in that group?
Right.
No, they were all pretty average. Mama Cass had a little weight, but they were talented.
And Peter, Paul, and Mary, they were good looking.
Yeah. But they were like folk singers.
Yeah.
I'm talking if you're kind of rocking it a little bit, you
Jim
better
Croce.
Be.
Oh, you know what? He's
don't
right,
say
though.
That. I had Jim Croce hair. I think I could have looked like Jim Croce.
That goes back to my original comment, though.
Oh, good point.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You just
tricked
me and took me right around.
You did, man.
He did.
Just,
that was very.
You're still sleeping, Johnny?
Yeah, let me tell you something. You know what you're doing, Todd.
you know
what you're doing. Wow, that was very. Wow. What an ambush that was.
We're sending you off because you're gone for the next 5 days.
We're going to miss you.
So, we just want to make sure you don't forget about us. So we're going to give you a few digs before you.
Oh, you're doing well.
On your way. Yes. That was the plan. That is the plan.
Yes.
So,
okay.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes. So Brian's going to come in.
We got Ben and Deanna Melchor coming on. We got Steve Swan coming on. He's going to be really interesting as well, talking about life as a former college basketball coach versus these days. And Terry Barr, one of our favorite people with a slice of Wisconsin. Good stuff coming up, folks. You're done with me and the mayor for a while. No more talking about assassinating geese.
Back but you don't get the death penalty.
Right. Better's part of town. And if you go down there, you better just be well. A man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, more in trouble. You see, you stand about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be talking about all the things that are wrong with Justice Samuel Alito and be joined by two reporters from the Journal Sentinel talking housing.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future.
If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.